We're under the lights of Memorial Stadium in Alton, Texas, and we are ready for a kickoff between the Alton Mustangs and the new home Leopards. Hi, everyone. Brendan Riker here bringing you the live play-by-play. To my right is TJ Fly. He'll provide the color analysis as we go along this journey between the Big Blue versus the Leopards. Number 18, Ryder Starkey kicks off, and the Alton Mustangs receive in the south end zone. And it's number 8, Jet Thompson, who slips and falls on the at the 15-yard line on the return. Alton won the toss, elected to receive, and they'll start the opening drive of the night at their own 15-yard line.
So now this is a tone-setting drive right here. Like, what kind of fight are we going to see out of the Mustangs? What kind of game plan? We've seen throughout the season that Coach Workman has tried to do some slow it down a little bit and chew up some clock, but we've also seen that where they've gone tempo, and I think that's been their biggest asset is going tempo. So let's see what the Mustangs are going with this evening.
Leading the offense out is junior quarterback Brady Azam in the pistol formation. Trips to the left side as a handoff up the middle to Callum Burns, trying to churn up ahead for a decent gain of 3 or 4 to bring up second down.
Right now, the offensive line splits are reminiscent of old Mike Leach Texas Tech offense. It's not a 1 yard split. It almost looks like a 2.5 yard split right there to give Colby some space on that run.
Shotgun formation, trips to the left side. Brady gets a snap rolling right on the pass, launches it, and it's caught by Zayden Falcon for a gain and a first down. Brought to you by Raymage Funeral Home.
Great job on the rollout of Zayden just finding an opening in the zone and sitting there and allowing him to be a big target for Brady to throw to.
First down, Mustangs on their opening drive, ball at the 27-yard line, Mustangs working right to left. Trips to the far side, handoff up the middle, Burns getting to the right side, and he slung down at the 30, almost had a breakaway, but a lineman for Newholm was able to bring him down.
Just a nice little off tackle to the right side off of IJ Perez, and right now Callen is just trying to make sure he doesn't get a jersey rip tonight.
2 yard gain, it's 2nd and 8. It's now trips to the left side. Shotgun formation with Callen standing to the right of Brady. Brady gets a snap rolling right on the pass. Facing pressure, launches, it's in the air, and it's incomplete. Intended for Alex Green. Threw it in double coverage, and he'll bring up 3rd down.
So again, we see another rollout there for Brady. I think it's kind of obvious that they're going to try to see if they can get Brady into open space to avoid that pass rush. But it looked like at the very last second, an outside linebacker for the Leopards just kind of came into Brady's face and forced Brady to make a quick decision on the throw.
10:39 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Mustangs on their opening drive. Trips here to the near side. Motion. Empty shotgun. Now Brady back to pass. Dumps it off to Alex Green, and it's caught. He's at the 30, trying to make a man miss, and he's cracked before he can get to the 35. They'll mark him down right there at the Mustang 35 to bring a 4th down, and we'll see what the philosopher James Doherty decides to do. And it looks like the Mustangs will bring out the punting unit. Alex Green will be back to punt, standing at the 18-yard line. 2 Leopards back deep to receive, Parker Lyles and 81, or is that 81? I hope not.
Might
no, 21.
21.
That's Preston, and it's Preston who fields it. Ball's on the ground. He fumbles it and picks it up at the Leopard 40-yard line.
Well, very, very fortuitous for the Leopards to recover their own fumble. It almost looked like number 21, Lincoln Preston, was going to pitch it back to his partner back there, but Regal Galvan did a great job on his coverage right there of making sure that wasn't an option for the Leopards.
So it's no score. Alton punts on their opening drive. Now this first drive for the new home Leopards starts at their own 39-yard line, and they are a high-powered offense with a big, mighty offensive line. As they run out, they are a dominant presence out on the field. The quarterback is number 0, Brayson Beck, a senior. And this is a pistol formation. It's a handoff. Trying to come up to the near side. Missed tackle. It's number 18, Starkey, who brings it into Mustang territory at about the 44-yard line. That'll move the chains for Newholm's first down of the night.
This interesting thing about this pistol offense is the running back, Starkey, is less than a yard away from his quarterback.
He is right there on them. Snap, pass, in the air. Beck has a man open, and it's incomplete. Off the right hand of 21, Lincoln Preston. Preston had a beat on Alex Green. Incompletion brings up second down.
You know, right there, Keon was able to get through, a double team to make it a little bit more difficult for quarterback number zero, Beck. Let's see if Keon can continue that pressure this evening.
Second down, ball at the Mustang 47-yard line. Trips to the left side. There's that pistol formation. Handoff, Starkey trying to bounce off a tackle. Slips, falls, and he's taken down by Rigo Galvan and Cesar Ceballos. That'll bring up third down. It looked like Starkey had a hole, but just kind of slipped up on the turf.
No, it's not turf. It's natural grass.
Natural turf.
Natural dead grass is what this is tonight. Nice and yellow.
39 for the Leopards. Quick pass. Batted away. Number three, Nathan Craig. Batted away. A pass from Rayson Beck, who's trying to get it to the far side. And Nathan Craig, flying out of nowhere, said, get that out of my house.
He swatted the proverbial ball away there. But great job by him. Wasn't able to get to the quarterback because it was a quick pass. Just got his hand in the passing lane to knock it away. And I think it surprised everyone from Newholm because they just stood there like, did that really just happen?
Fourth and nine, and they'll bring out the punting unit. Ryder Starkey to punt, standing at his own 40. It's in the air. Back to receive is Alex Green, but it's going to go out of bounds here on the near side for a short punt. And so both teams exchange punts on their opening drives. It's 0-0 with 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter, brought to you by Covenant Health Plainview.
I think if you're a Mustang fan, you're happy with those first two possessions. Yes, you weren't able to score the first possession on offense, but you were able to drive down the field a little bit, and you showed some weakness in the Newholm defense. But defensively, you have to be very, very happy that you shut them down and only allowed one first down on that drive, and really only because of one big run to the outside.
First down for the Mustangs, working right to left here on senior night. Pistol formation with trips to the right side. That is the far side from where we are in the booth. Brady gets snap, handoff. Jet Thompson following his blockers, churning ahead for a good gain. Shy of the 40-yard line. They'll mark him right there at the 40 for a 6-yard gain.
Big Bear Chris Cabrera just coming on a pull, a little guard tackle pull with his buddy over there. I can't quite see who that is. Number 65, Jaden Duran, just opened up a nice little hole for Jet to attack and got some pretty good yards right there.
Second and four for the Mustangs. Trips to the right side. Jet still back there with Brady. Pistol formation. The isolated receiver here on the near side is Manny Carrasco. Brady gets a snap, hands it off. Jet trying to go to the right side. He has room. He gets to midfield, gets to the 45 before he's brought down right at the line to gain. And they'll move the chains for a Lackey's Lawn Spray first down.
You know, Jet and Colby are a really good 1-2 combo. Colby's kind of that little bowling ball that you don't want to take down. And Jet is his name. He's a Jet. He's a rocket. He's really, really quick. And right there, he's able to make one cut move and able to get an extra 3 yards. Good enough for the first down.
First and 10 at their own 45-yard line, working right to left. Trips here to the near side. That's the left side. Pistol formation and a handoff in. Jet slips on the dead grass off the handoff. He'll lose about one, and I think that grass has given players on both sides some fits tonight. It gave Starkey a fit when he was trying to run for Newholm.
Well, that's the second time Jets tripped or slipped on the grass, and I'm not sure if it's because it's too dead to get a grip on or if maybe there's something wrong with his cleats, but he had a good little opening, just wasn't able to take advantage of it.
Second and 11, ball at the 44-yard line. Two wide receivers left and right. Pistol formation for Brady. Back to pass. Looking right. Finds Manny, and it's incomplete. Manny trying to haul it in into his stomach. Got popped by number 12, Hunter Burrell, a senior for Newholm. The incompletion brings up third down.
Hunter's got this old school neck brace on underneath
the cowboy
his shoulder.
Collar.
Yeah, the cowboy collar. Very reminiscent of a 1990s fullback Moose Johnston for the Cowboys. How about that pull right there?
Now it's an empty shotgun formation. Motion. Alex Green in from the right slot. Brady back to pass. has time, throws it to Alex, caught at the 50, spins out of trouble, and he's close to the line to gain. They'll mark him short, but he'll bring up fourth and manageable, ball in new home territory.
And right now, here's where you see how much faith you have in your defense, or how much faith you have in your offense. Because if you go for it, you believe you can get this first down. But if you punt it, you have really, really good faith in your defense.
Fourth and three, ball at the new home 48-yard line. Brady trying to get the defense to jump. The left end almost. This is an empty shotgun formation, two to the near side, three to the far side. Brady standing alone. Back to pass, facing pressure, finds Manny, it's caught. He's at the 45, trying to fall forward. He breaks free. He's at the 40. He's at the 30, coming to the near side 20. Makes another man miss. He's at the 10, and he's tackled shy of the goal line. Will they give it to him? He's down at the one-yard line for a big fourth down conversion.
I've got that as a 48-yard screen play right there. That was awesome, and we've talked all year. Manny is so slippery and so elusive, and he just proved it right there. Broke away from one tackle, and he was off to the races.
First and goal, that first down brought to you by Jack Seed and Supply. First and goal at the one. Shotgun formation. Handoff Burns. He gets knocked down into the end zone. Touchdown, Olton Mustangs. A 3-yard carry for Callen, and Olton is on the board first against the district favorites.
You know, right there. Coach Workman goes to his old bread and butter, his favorite play on a fourth and short, a nice little tunnel screen to his receiver, and then Colby Burns, a little engine to could, the bowling ball, just bowled his way in there for a touchdown.
Chris Cabrera's PAT on senior day is good. So with 6:33 to go here in the first quarter, your score, Olton 7, New Home 0. We'll step aside and take a break on the Olton Radio Sports Network.